And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's with us here many weeks speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
Happy Year of the Horse.
Happy Year. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. And I'd like to welcome Michael Graves. He's director of the play The Jewel in the Manuscript, and which is happening this weekend and forward at Warehouse 21. And Barbara Hatch, who plays the lead in this play. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is this play all about? Okay, for one, some reason, we got a non-working microphone. Go ahead, Barbara.
All right, well, I'll start then. The play is written by local playwright Rosemary Zibart, and it's a play about Fyodor Dostoevsky, the writer, and his relationship and his life with the woman who became his second wife, Anna Grigorievna Snitkina, that is who I play. Dostoevsky is played by Nicholas Ballas. And this is basically a true story. These are two, clearly Dostoevsky was a real person.
Right.
We all know him. And Anna Snitkina was hired by Dostoevsky to help him write a novel. He has lost a lot of money in wagering, betting. He was a betting man. And his publisher has said, you must write a second novel at the same time as writing Crime and Punishment. And if you don't finish this novel, this second novel, I will take all of your proceeds for the next 7 years. You will lose your house. You will lose your car. You will, not car. 1866.
Car.
Your horse.
Your carriage.
Your carriage. Your cabriolet. And so he hires a stenographer. And in 1866 in Russia, women didn't really work. But Anna has, because of family hardships, her father has passed away, her mother and she are struggling financially. She has gone to learn stenography and is the person who walks into Dostoevsky's house, to his chagrin and great surprise, a woman. Oh, my God. And so she...
He's horrified.
Right.
He's horrified.
But as the story develops, they gain a mutual respect and admiration for one another.
Uh-huh.
They overcome many obstacles and little...
That's right. And it's basically a love story about redemption because Dostoevsky is a gambling addict and has a terrible reputation for womanizing.
Among other things.
And he's lost his faith in himself and his faith in humanity, and she brings it out in him again, and she helps him to find his spirituality again. And also she's a very practical help in writing this manuscript, so, and she helps him to get it done on schedule. So,
having now given away the entire plot of the
yes,
play.
Ladies and gentlemen, but you still have to go see it.
But you definitely need to see it.
Absolutely.
Because it's fraught with drama and many, like I said before, many obstacles that they both have to overcome to come to this place of redemption and love and acceptance.
And a lot of humor. It also has a lot of humor.
Yeah.
It's called The Jewel in the Manuscript. It's by playwright Rosemary Zibart, who lives right here in Santa Fe, and it's at Warehouse 21 starting tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow and running through the 16th of February.
Exactly.
Right.
And
it's on Thursday and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sunday at 2.
Thursdays
there's
and Saturdays,
no,
so no Fridays.
No Friday performance.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, because Warehouse 21 does some wonderful things on Friday nights for youth.
So okay.
We like to support them. The cast is rounded out by Jennifer Graves, Justin Golding, and Hanya Stalker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful piece. It's pretty magical.
Well,
it's
I want to thank you both for being with us on the Radio Cafe, Barbara Hatch and Michael Graves. Once again, it's called The Jewel in the Manuscript at Warehouse 21.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
And so now I would like to welcome back Rob DeWalt. Hi.
Hola.
Hola. And so lots of things going on this weekend in addition to The Jewel in the Manuscript.
In addition to The Jewel in the Manuscript, Michael Graves is awesome. I did a story on his one-man Mark Twain show some time ago.
Yeah, there's a big article in the Pasatiempo, too.
Yeah.
About this.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. I can't wait to see it. Well, I don't know. I said it's a happy year of the horse because it is. It's Chinese New Year.
Ah, happy Chinese New Year.
Ish. I mean, in the general vicinity of Chinese New Year. And it
I
is
love,
year of the
I
horse.
Love how ish just means, you know, anything kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's a crutch, but...
You know? No, it's good. It's all good.
But, hey, you know, I went down to Site Santa Fe last night for the members preview of the Feast exhibition. I played bartender, volunteered some time down there, served up some sparkling water and whatnot, and it looks like an amazing exhibition.
What's it all about?
Well, I mean, the title kind of says it all, Feast, Radical Hospitality in Contemporary Art. And the show itself is focused around organized meals, and orchestrated meals, one of the great things that they were saying is that the word host and hostage are very similar.
Oh dear.
In that regard, and so it takes a look from various sense perspectives, sight, sound, taste. There's lots of ways to experience certain parts of this exhibition. And it's one of those things where you really just have to go down there and check it out for yourself. And tonight is the public opening.
Excellent.
And I encourage everybody to go down there because this thing looks amazing. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. today at Site Santa Fe there in the rail yard. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There will be beer given out, I believe. There will be jokes. There will be lots of puns.
Ooh, beer jokes and puns. Yeah, count me in.
Exactly. So, yeah, get down there. It's going to be awesome.
So tonight at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid, it's open mic night with musician host Glenn Neff. It's at 8 o'clock, and you can just go down there and open mic. What do you think that is? Poetry mainly, or... singing or
where
speaking or Mineshaft?
Oh no, it's music mostly.
Music, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would expect to hear some blues and some Americana and whatnot.
Excellent. So that's happening tonight, and we will keep you up to date on what's happening at the Mineshaft.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a cool place. There's a great restaurant out there too called The Holler.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, great, like, you know, Southern comfort food.
Ah.
Grits and shrimp and grits and whatnot.
Southern comfort food with Southern comfort.
Yeah. Mmm. You can tell it's Friday, right?
You can tell it's Friday, and boy, it was hard to get out of bed this morning. I think I'm... Are you getting that bug that's been going around, or you already had it?
I'm still like feeling just almost like myself again.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going really in the bad end of it.
Sleep is the only thing that helps, dear.
Sleep is such a good thing.
Yeah. I missed the first part of the show, but I'm sure that somebody mentioned the Gotta Dance fundraiser for Casa Milagro.
No, of course we're going to talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay. It's tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the CCA, and it's a fundraiser for Casa Milagro, which is...
Well, Casa... It's a fundraiser. Hang on. It's a fundraiser for... wait a minute. See, I've got my notes here, but you didn't... Okay. Here's what I've got. Dance to the best rock music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Wear your dancing shoes.
Which are now all considered oldies, folks.
I know.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. Especially the... Well, you know, when I was a child, the 50s were already oldies. Mm-hmm. So now they're... Yeah. Oldies. Wear your dancing shoes and bring your own BYOB and munchies. They will supply all necessary serving items, including plates, napkins, silverware, and glasses. And it is reduced price for people under the age of 40.
Yes.
I don't know how you prove that. I guess that there would be a license or something like that. But anyway, and... It's not only for Casa Milagro, it's also for the CCA and KSFR, Santa Fe Public Radio.
Yeah, and I think Pete Goudoulet is going to be DJing that event. So.
Yes, indeed.
So get out there and sweat to the oldies.
Yep, there we go. And Casa Milagro is...
they provide services for folks with
mental illness here in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And it's apparently a fantastic place.
It is.
So, CCA, Munoz Waxman Gallery, tonight.
This evening?
And 6:30, what did we say? 6:30 to 9:30. Yes.
6:30 to 9:30.
Yes. So those of you who actually danced to the oldies when they were newies will still get to sleep on time.
That's good. That's very good. What else? Oh, we've got this Art Matters thing going on.
What's that?
Art Matters is basically a series of events that are sort of built around this concept of art and commodity. And I believe on Saturday there is an event at the David Richard Gallery. Okay? There's going to be everyone's going to be discussing the exhibit there. That's Ollie Chavon in Motion. That's from 3:30 p.m. at the David Richard Gallery there on Guadalupe Street. And if you go to artmatterssantafe.org, you can find out about all the other events that are happening.
Excellent.
And since we don't have time to really get into one specific event. But it sounds really great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we've got a ticket giveaway right now.
What is it for?
We've got two ticket giveaways. One is Shakespeare, one is music. So make your choices right now, ladies and gentlemen, and call for one or the other. Tomorrow we'll do the first one. Pianist George Winston is going to be at the Lensic tomorrow night at 7:30.
Okay.
And so the first person who calls KSFR at 428-1382 gets a pair of tickets to George Winston. Speaking of the 80s, I was listening to that music way back when Windham Hill was brand new.
Windham Hill.
Yeah, Windham Hill Records. You remember
oh, yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michael Hedges, all those guys.
All those guys.
Indeed. What else? Hey, you know what's happening this weekend? Super Bowl.
I know.
With you.
I will be there. Soup, as in S-O-U-P.
Yeah, you're there every year. You're emceeing?
Yes. MC is emceeing.
You're emceeing.
Along with the fabulous Ira Gordon of KBAC.
I have a birthday party to go to, so this will be like one of the first years that I will not be there, and I'm very broken up about it. But there's going to be tons of restaurants with their soups, right? And this is a great cause.
It is a great cause. The Food Depot does fabulous work, and some of the best soup that you will ever eat is there. And you go around and you compare and taste this and taste that, and then you vote, and then they have like a scoreboard, which is, it's like a football analogy, like, and they're ahead by 2 points and that kind of thing. And there's usually a really good silent auction, and so, yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun.
GBG Contemporary today, I believe at 5 o'clock, is going to have an exhibition of photographs by David Lowrish, who recently passed away.
Yes.
And I believe it starts at 5 o'clock.
Excellent. And where's that?
This is at GBG Contemporary Art Gallery, which is on Canyon Road.
That was really sad. This was a wonderful guy. He was on the Radio Cafe at least once. He was a member of Meow Wolf. He was an excellent artist. He was an actor. He was a very young man in his early 30s and left us way too soon.
It's sad. But go and celebrate his life and his work today at 5 o'clock, if you feel like it.
And I got a letter from a loyal listener who is telling us that, let's see, I believe it's today, the Santa Fe Brewing Company is having a party from 12 to 6 to celebrate the release of Irish Red Ale.
Who? Who's doing this?
Santa Fe Brewing.
Oh, my goodness.
On Highway 14. And it's their seasonal offering for the spring, and they're going to have music from High Desert Pipes and Drums and food from the Scottish Pie Shop. So lots of good things. If beer is your thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually popped my head into Second Street Brewery in the rail yard, and they're actually having a kind of Super Bowl related event. They're doing a soup and beer pairing.
Nice.
I just thought I would mention that since we're on the topic of beer, which is a subject that I'm very fond of.
Are you fond of that subject?
I'm very fond of
it. I wish I were. I mean, beer and wine and other libations as well, but especially beer and wine, if you can become like a super mega expert and connoisseur of those things.
Yes.
But they give me headaches, so I've never become a connoisseur.
I can't drink beer right now, so although I love to talk about it hurts.
Yes.
Anywho. Do we have a kitty?
How did you know? Did you read my mind?
We've been doing this for how long?
I guess. This featured cat of the week from Felines and Friends is called Tootie. Tootie is playful and loving. She is a talker. Not sure what that means. Maybe she meows a lot. And she can hold her own with her brothers. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and black tabby markings and an elegant nose.
An elegant nose?
Yes, and she's under 2 years old. She'll be two in April. This elegant-nosed cat can be procured by calling 505-316-2281, or you can go to F&FNM, which stands for Felines and Friends NM.org, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Hey, it's supposed to, it might snow today.
I hope so.
I know, we need it.
Well, it was 43 degrees when I came in today, so call that snow.
Yeah.
Rain. Anything. We'll take anything.
Anything at this point. I'd rather it be snow.
I would too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow. Sunday. Journey Santa Fe Community Conversations with Houston Johansson and Rick Lass on the topic of Santa Fe municipal elections. Houston Johansson was a member of the Santa Fe Charter Review Commission. He's been a candidate for city council. Rick Lass has been active in proposing changes to our electoral process. He has also been a candidate. So all of them will be on at 11 o'clock on Sunday at Journey Santa Fe Collected Works Bookstore. Later on Sunday afternoon, Center for Contemporary Arts. Join Collected Works at the CCA for a reading and book signing with Christopher White. He's the author of The Melting World, A Journey Across America's Vanishing Glaciers, and that's at 2 o'clock at the CCA. And then on Thursday, Collected Works brings Craig Barnes at 6 o'clock, and I think we're going to have him on the show on Monday. Craig Barnes kind of postponed his lecture series, but we're very delighted to tell you that it's back. It's called Empire, Capitalism, and Inequality, and he will explore those subjects. Collected Works is on the corner of Galisteo and Water Street here in Santa Fe.
Interesting. Hey, Andrew Smith Gallery Annex on West San Francisco Street is having a great exhibition of photographs by Patrick Nagatani, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. It's called Outer Inner, Contemplation on the Physical and the Spiritual. And that's going to be a great show. It's up through March 14th, but the reception's tonight from 5 to 8.
Excellent.
On that subject,
yes.
May I just drop in very quickly to say that our February issue of New Mexico Magazine is on the stands. It's got the winners of our 2013 photo contest, plus it's sort of a special Love New Mexico style issue since Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's got everything you need to know to like throw a fantastic wedding in New Mexico.
Excellent.
And there's so much more, but the photo contest is stunning. And
wonderful.
Actually, if you go to our website, nmmagazine.com, you can see slideshows.
nmmagazine.com.
Yes.
And that's really cool.
Yeah.
There's a little bride and groom on the cover.
I know.
Did you go to the gay wedding fair?
You know what? I tried, but I was not feeling well.
Oh.
And I had other stuff going on, too.
But yeah.
But I heard it was a success.
I think everybody gay and straight should go to the gay wedding fair because I bet they're going to have really cool, fun stuff.
I know. They will.
Yeah.
I did hear, however, that they've decided to throw the Santa Fe Pride celebration at Fort Marcy Park this year, which is very disappointing, if you ask me.
Huh.
Instead of the rail yard or back on the plaza.
Well,
just
okay.
My opinion.
Let's see. Godfrey Reggio's film Visitors is opening tonight.
And this looks fantastic.
Yeah, I saw it. I went to that press screening. We did an interview the day before yesterday. And he is doing, let's see, there'll be a screening tonight at 7 o'clock with Q&A with Godfrey Reggio. But it's almost sold out. So they've put a second introduction from Godfrey at 9:15 at the screening tonight. And that goes on and on. And that is a very interesting film. He was the one who did Koyaanisqatsi Scotsy and the whole Scotsy trilogy, I believe it was. And it is a film with no dialogue or spoken words at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all black and white. And it's highly stylized with Philip Glass music. It is mesmerizing. It is very interesting. As he puts it, it's a film about the viewer. So your response to it is really what the film is about in a lot of ways.
I have to go see it.
You have to go see it.
I have to go see it. You know what also is playing is 12 O'Clock Boys, which is this great documentary about these dirt bike racers. And that's playing at the Center for Contemporary Arts.
Excellent.
And it's really about poverty and you know, what happens to folks in certain situations.
Okay. And by the way, the George Winston tickets are long gone, but we have another ticket giveaway, which is, help me out.
I wish I could.
Mary Lynn. That's right. The Merry Wives of Windsor from the Arden Shakespeare Festival. Yes. And the second caller to 428-1382 gets a pair of tickets. And so go for it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
All right.
Yay. What else is going on? Oh, Michael Cott and Lorianne Fiorentino are having a show at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Monday the 3rd.
Okay.
I believe it starts at 7 o'clock. So cello and vocals.
Nice.
Sounds fun. What else? We've got the Game of Thrones screenings are continuing.
Every
at
Monday.
The Jean Cocteau.
I haven't been to any of those yet. Are they like super sold out? Are there people making lines around the block?
Yes.
In a word.
I mean, they had one of the actresses, I believe, last week, or was it the beginning of this week? Recently, at any rate. And it was craze balls.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, but what also was playing is Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. Pink Floyd's The Wall, which is, like, awesome.
Yeah, that you got to go to.
Totally.
Gotta
it's better go. Than Laser Floyd, bro.
And on a completely non-art related thing, well, maybe vaguely related if you use your imagination, the first Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to noon, the Santa Fe Citizens Climate Lobby meets at the Natural Grocers Community Room at 3328 Cerrillos Road, creating political will for a livable world.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, did we talk about the Benchwarmers sneak peek?
Not yet.
Okay. It's a festival of 8 15-minute plays by local playwrights here in Santa Fe and around Santa Fe. And that's at the Santa Fe Playhouse on Thursday. The production continues Thursday through Sunday through March 2nd. But the sneak preview is this Thursday at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Excellent.
So that's going to be fun.
Let's see. What else?
Opera Unveiled, Desiree Mays, introduces the Santa Fe Opera's 2014 season on Thursday. Which she's going to tell some stories, and there'll be some music selections, and that's at St. John's United Methodist Church from 1 to 3 p.m.
Excellent. And museum... Oh, no, that's next week. Never mind.
Never mind.
Next week there will be a museum thing. Here's one. Free Your Writing, a workshop on Sunday the 1st of February. Isn't Sunday the 2nd of February?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. It could be Saturday the 1st. It could be Sunday the 2nd. Who knows?
Come on, people.
It's at 2 o'clock at the CCA. The Santa Fe Writers Workshop presents a free art writing workshop to explore the ways art and fiction come together. It will be run by Program Director Kyle Dylan Hertz. So, and on view at the CCA Main Gallery through the 30th of March is Ice Pop, featuring Santa Fe-based emerging artists Sandra Wang and Crockett Bodelson of the collective Scuba.
That's a good show.
Yep, and all the news that's fit to print. We talked about those last week, but anyway, that's all going on at the CCA.
Yay.
Yep.
Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival.
Yes.
Right?
Say more.
Let's see. That's at CCA. Is it not? Yes, it is. Let's see. There's an encore screening of the 2010 documentary Joe Papin, 5 Acts, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. And other events. If you go to S-A-N-T... just... Google Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival.
Yes, exactly, ladies and gentlemen.
I just stopped myself and go, why am I spelling this out?
So the tickets are gone for Merry Wives of Windsor.
Oh.
Yes, it's good.
That
it's
is
all
good.
Good.
That is good. What are your plans for the weekend?
Well, I'm going to be emceeing the Super Bowl. I'm going to take a much-needed day off on Sunday, which, of course, won't ever be a day off because I work on Sunday preparing Monday's show. But
but you won't be running around.
I will be staying at home and letting dogs walk on my head.
Awesome. I'm going out to the goddaughter once for her birthday party. Go out to Gentle Souls Animal Sanctuary.
Yes.
So we're going to go hang out with the animals out there on Saturday.
Where's that?
I don't remember.
As opposed to Kindred Spirits like Animal Sanctuary?
I believe, or maybe it is Kindred Spirits.
Let's take a look.
Anyway, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to watch the big game.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
I live with a crazy, crazy Seahawks fan. Crazy Seahawks fan.
Is that a football team?
Yes, it is, dear. Yeah, and so he's decided that we're going to have a little Super Bowl get together at the house, so I get to cook all day and watch the big game.
Excellent.
And relax. Just gonna relax.
Relaxing is good.
Yeah,
we like that.
Yeah.
And the timing. What was it? Oh, I think it was the Merry Wives of Windsor.
Yes.
The timing of that. Oh, you know what else I'm doing? Is you can go to the Merry Wives of Windsor and see the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget, Adam Harvey is doing Don't Panic, It's Only Finnegan's Wake, right, and I'm going to that tomorrow night.
That sounds like a blast.
Bringing a whole group of people.
Oh, no.
It's a Teatro Paraguas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what do you what? What are you oh knowing
at?
I
know how you are when you're in a group. It's like a pack of wolves.
No, it's like a pack of gentle, well-loved terriers.
Okay. All right. Which are descended from wolves.
God.
Descended from the wolf god. Let's just leave it at that.
All right. Hey, opening at 516 Arts is Axel Arts, E Pluribus Unum Albuquerque, in the heart of the city. And that is the one where they went and photographed lots and lots and lots of people, each holding an object, and then some of those photographs are morphed onto each other, so you get this sort of like universal face.
Yes.
But all the different faces all lined up next to each other from all over Albuquerque. Tomorrow night from 6 to 8, and the exhibition continues through May 3rd at 516 Arts in Albuquerque. We don't do that much in Albuquerque, but, you know, Axel is a Santa Fe group, so.
Axel is also going to be hanging out with the people at Feast tonight.
Oh, cool.
So you can go and check them out. They'll be around Feast, you know. I mean, it's a good thing to have this mobile gallery because they can hit all the big events, you know.
Exactly.
Not that their events aren't big, but it's a small exhibition space. Let's just face it.
It is a small exhibition space.
Yeah, but they do wonderful exhibitions, so that's going to be fun. Did you know that there's a Santa Fe Classic Cars is having a show? Cars of the Stars, new work by James T. Baker. There's a reception tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. It's on Siler Road. I've never been there, but I feel like checking it out because it's really close to my house.
Excellent.
And I'm not sure what kind of work this
is. Are you a
is.
Cars guy? Do you like cars?
You know, I'm not like one of those guys who throws a lot of money at cars. You know what I mean? I appreciate design very much.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, yes, I'm a car person. But I couldn't really care less about engine size or speed or anything like that.
Yeah, I like cars that get you to where you're going.
Yeah.
Hey, the Three Faces of Jazz at El Maison tonight from 7:30 till 10:30. Jan McDonald will come in for the second and third sets. I got that from Dave Anderson, who is a terrific player here in Santa Fe. You know, so much more to announce than we announced, and I'm going to give everybody a little heads up. If you send me a listing on Thursday, it'll be read on Friday. If you send it a week in advance, the chances are less. If you send it 3 weeks in advance, unless I'm feeling extremely organized, the chances are non-existent that it will get read. So send me your things on Thursday.
Yes.
Or to radiocafe@ksfr.org. And Rob DeWalt is with New Mexico Magazine. Check out their current issue. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Bye. Go Seahawks.
So,
sorry.
Whatever.
Just had to get that in there.